This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Avian flu is spreading across the country, and officials in North Carolina are doing what they can to protect birds in the state. The disease could have potentially devastating effects on the $18 billion poultry industry in North Carolina. Dr. Doug Meckes is the state veterinarian of North Carolina, and he joins me now to talk about the threat. Thank you very much for being here. So how does avian flu work?
Well, this virus made its way across the Pacific Ocean to British Columbia in December of 2014. It's a virus that has existed for some time, and over a period of time, as flu viruses do, it changed and became more infective to commercial poultry. So the first identification of it, as I said, was in British Columbia in December 14. It made its way down into the United States shortly thereafter.
It just seems like this must be one of the most challenging things, to try to contain a virus that is carried by animals that can fly around.
Well, it is challenging. There's no doubt about that. And the largest single disease outbreak in the history of the United States, the term unprecedented is bandied about quite a bit, but the Department of Agriculture has spent over $400 million to respond and to pay indemnity for this, and we continue to fight throughout the Midwest, an area to which the virus moved after the Northwest, to bring it under control. At this point, the migratory fowl do continue to harbor the virus, but most of them are in Canada right now and not a threat, so that the most recent outbreaks have been so-called lateral movement of the virus through different farms, particularly in Minnesota and Iowa.
Because it's the time of the year when birds are going north, not south.
That's right. They're all in the far reaches of Canada, and they will be returning this fall, and that's what we're preparing for.
Is there anything about the location of North Carolina, the fact that we're on the coast, the fact that we might be a flyway, that makes this state more susceptible?
Well, the entire East Coast is susceptible. The Atlantic Flyway obviously skirts the coastline of the entire East Coast of the country as the birds make their way south. And of course, North Carolina is also part of the Mississippi Flyway as you move west. So we potentially will pick up birds moving south in two different flyways that could potentially threaten our commercial industry and our backyard poultry.
You said $400 million that the Department of Agriculture has put into place federally. What about what's going on here in North Carolina?
Well, we I guess in April, late March, early April, we received a call from Minnesota to provide support to them in their efforts to respond to this disease, and we deployed folks to Minnesota. We thought, and many thought, that the disease was coming under control, but early April, the disease blew up, as described what's taken place, and there were suddenly significantly greater numbers of farms, and we saw that as a warning to us to begin our preparations.
This must have, poultry is a big business in this state, $18 billion. Mm-hmm. This must have poultry producers just terrified.
Well, the truth of it is, as great a tragedy as this is for the poultry producers and the poultry industry, perhaps the greater significance is the loss of the livelihood for families, for businesses, for communities, particularly all throughout the Midwest, where agriculture is so important, just as it is here in North Carolina. So the consequences of this are potentially much greater, far-reaching than just the agriculture industry itself. We think about the banking industry, transportation industry, products, the shortage of products. We've seen a significant decrease in the number of eggs available, so the baking industry has been profoundly affected. So the agriculture industry is inextricably linked to the economic well-being of our nation, and this potentially has significant impacts for us all.
So if avian flu does arrive in North Carolina, What will be the first steps?
Well, the first step is to mobilize our response teams. We've put together 10 or 12 different groups that could go to any individual farm. Our current technique of management of this disease is to immediately depopulate the birds that are infected or affected by this virus so that we can stop its spread. We saw in Minnesota and we saw in Iowa that, and this isn't a criticism, but they were not prepared for the magnitude of this disease outbreak, and they could not respond effectively and efficiently enough to depopulate birds, and as a result, the virus moved throughout farms. I think we're at 108 different farms in Minnesota now.
How does one who have, it might not be a big poultry producer, but have chickens in their backyard, or just the general public, help with the spread of this?
Well, as I mentioned, this disease started with through migratory waterfowl, and we see this situation time and time again where individuals with backyard poultry also have a pond in the backyard. And so frequently these migratory waterfowl will stop in ponds as they make their way south now or this fall, and there's an encounter between domestic backyard poultry and these wild waterfowl. So to the extent that everyone is able to prevent that interaction between wild birds, wild waterfowl, and any of your backyard poultry, some of our free-range organic birds, we have allowed them to be housed during this period of threat of this virus. So,
well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Doug Mekas is a state veterinarian in North Carolina. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.